Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While thousands of people are taking to the streets across the country to protest the election of Donald Trump, in California, some voters are taking their discontent a step further with the Yes California campaign, which calls for the state to secede from the U.S. Joining us now to explain is John Sepulvedo, host of the California Report at Here and Now contributor KQED. He's in San Francisco. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this hashtag CalExit is all over Facebook, all over Twitter. What's it all about? Who started it?
Well, it's a very good question about who started it, but this is because it really traces back to a group of Silicon Valley investors from almost 10 years ago. This has been an idea for a long time, and it simply boils down to this. If California is not wedded to federal regulation, some of the things that Silicon Valley wants to do and some other industries want to do, they might be able to have more luck at trying. Now, the CalExit and what's being called CalExit on this website that's up, it lays out what seemingly is a very convincing plan for California to secede. They cite the 10th Amendment as part of the reason that they'd be able to secede. They explain how California's debt would be better, how about $16 billion worth of taxes from California leave the state to subsidize other states like Mississippi and Alabama. What they don't talk about is how much California gets in return. There's a lot of trade protections, and they really don't spend a lot of time on that. So it's been very interesting to watch because, Jeremy, when you look at this, at the end of the day, it is a very similar argument to what conservative states were making after the election of President Obama, citing the 10th Amendment, citing the right to self-determination. We had the same thing happen in Texas in 2009, and we seem to have forgotten that.
Well, and it never actually happened, which is another important point here about whether this is even possible.
Yeah, it does not seem possible. But then again, many people did not think that the election of Donald Trump was possible. And so that I think it's really important, you know, as a journalist, I think this is kind of where we come in, because a lot of these stories are appearing in people's Facebook feeds and people are hashtagging it. This is a small fringe group that is funded by very wealthy people who have a lot to gain if somehow this was to happen. And generally in our system, if there are winners, there are losers. And we're not talking a lot about who may lose in such a CalExit.
Who is against this idea?
One of the people who is against this idea is Tom Steyer. He's a big billionaire activist. He's mentioned often as somebody who may run for governor as a Democrat. And he said this.
The whole so-called CalExit is something that is an absolute, that is a last resort when everything else has failed, when you believe that, honest to goodness, there is no ability to move forward as a nation.
So clearly we have somebody who has been able to make a lot of money himself, who think this is a really bad idea. And, you know, just a few years ago, I was hearing very progressive people express outrage when supporters of Ammon Bundy and other extremists on the right were saying that they should secede in parts of Washington and Idaho, Montana, Nevada. And now many of them are calling for the same thing.
That's John Sepulvedo, the host of KQED's The California Report, talking with us about the idea of California seceding from the U.S., gaining some support in the Golden State. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.